you know, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people now come to the Lord through all the different things we've done.
Helping people to come to know Jesus Christ. Pat Morley has experienced this privilege many times. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, he says a key aspect to doing that is caring.
One man in particular, his name is Jim, he came to our Bible study, and he was a very angry man. He was there because his neighbor across the street carted him down there one Friday morning. We had the table discussions. He would not talk. He would not say a word. He would just kind of sit there with his arms crossed. But we just kept loving him and accepting him. Well, something happened and he got mad at me.
By taking the time to work things out, Pat says Jim eventually came to know Christ.
And to his credit, he instead of just stomping off and never speaking again, he asked for a meeting. So we were able to resolve the conflict. And from that point on, then he began to warm up. And so then he finally came to a point where he realized that the difference that we had, that he really did want, was this relationship with Jesus. And so he surrendered his life to Christ. And man, he took off. I'm telling you. And now years later, he became the administrator of the Bible study eventually. And today he's speaking for Hospice of the Comforter. And his own son died of AIDS. And because of being in the Bible study, we were able to train Jim on how to share his faith. And so he was able to lead his son to Jesus before he died of AIDS. And also has been able to lead three other boys that died from AIDS to Christ as well.
The choices you make and the actions that follow can have lasting effects on others, even for eternity.